Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
And now, Hammer and Nigel go off the rails with Rob Kendall on 93 WIBC.
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer is here. Rob Kendall from the Kendall and Casey Show here to go off the rails. Rob, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks, as always, to the segment sponsor, Garage Doors of Indianapolis.
Hammer, I'm pissed off. I thought we were going to get the announcement from Abdul. I thought
so
it was
going to.
So did Rob.
That's an inside joke because he posted it on social media like 40 minutes before he went on with you.
Yeah, I asked Abdul the day before. I asked him this morning, I said, you're not sharing this with anyone else, right? Like, we're getting the announcement.
The exclusive.
Yes. Yeah, it won't be heard or seen anywhere else. Because, you know, I don't want to promote that we've got the announcement if somebody else is going to scoop the announcement. No, it'll be fine. And then, like, 30 minutes before it's supposed to go on with us to make the announcement, he puts it on his Facebook page.
Rob's going to run the first negative campaign ad against Abdul. One day in, one broken promise. Indy can't afford any more broken promises.
I thought
promises.
We had all agreed that Abdul was going to make the announcement at our show. Maybe I misconstrued that conversation.
Well, if I'm being honest, I wanted to get the announcement just to spite you guys.
Well, we'll talk to him tomorrow. We'll bust him up a little bit about that. Has there been any sort of attack ads, like, you know, Mitch Daniels style so far at this point in terms of trying to discourage Abdul from running for mayor?
Well, here's what's interesting, because I think Abdul, and I disagree with Abdul on a lot of things, but I think for what a mayor does, Abdul would certainly be the best option available because, and you guys can chime in on this, I have no doubt he will get the crime problem under control, and that is the biggest issue facing the city of Indianapolis right now.
So if Abdul does nothing else but just focuses on crime, it feels like the city would be better off.
And I think I think Abdul, because he is charismatic enough that he will be able to. We were driving around, my wife and I came downtown to eat last night. We were going home about 7:30, so this is not, you know, midnight or 1 a.m. And we're driving around, driving, you know, back to get out of downtown, and she just made a great point. She said, this place is really depressing. Like, we're here every day, so the depression just kind of builds upon us. But for someone who doesn't come downtown every day, she said, where is everybody? And I said, that's a great question. There is such a malaise or depression or whatever over this city right now. And you guys are Indiana lifers. Hammer, you're an Indianapolis lifer. It used to be such a cool place to go, and it sucks that it's not that anymore. And maybe Abdul can inspire and motivate people to maybe make this city that again.
To be fair, it is February and dark and overcast and depressing most of the time anyway.
Yeah, but it's that way every
day. I understand
what
you're saying. I understand.
I mean, it should be so much better than this, and it could be so much better than this, and it wouldn't take that much effort to make it better than this.
Just go back a couple of years ago. My youngest son and I were going to a Colts game. And I think they were playing the Ravens that day. And, you know, we're walking from our parking garage down to the stadium. It's a decent day. I think it's in, like, October. And you just see all the homeless folks laying around. You see the panhandlers, the graffiti. I mean, it looks like all the places we in Indianapolis used to make fun of.
Yeah.
It looks like Detroit. It looks like East St. Louis. That's what it looks like now. And even my youngest said, man, there's a lot of broken windows and graffiti around here.
Well, that's the thing, right, is it's easy to say, well, post-COVID, this city really went to crap. But then for those of us who've been down here, you realize, no, this city's been crap basically since 2016 and who took over in 2016. It is an absolute crisis of leadership, and four more years of Joe Hawks, it's going to be a disaster. And the reality is Abdul definitely gives you the best chance for it not to be Joe Hawks.
Are people actively looking through his social media yes. Over the past 20 years? Is that so what happens now that he's declared? It's something we could talk to him about tomorrow when he's on our show too, but typically, what's going to happen now? Are we going to see? What kind of reaction are we going to get?
Well, Hammer told him this, and I've told him this, that the worst thing he could do, and I don't think he's going to do it, is apologize for anything he's ever tweeted or Facebooked or said on a radio show or whatever, because part of Abdul's charm is that he says things that other people won't say, and he's doing it to be humorous, and he's doing it to be provocative, and he's not sorry that he said it, and it would really hurt him if he came out and said, oh, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry for anyone offended. No, you're not. So don't be different. Be that guy that says, yeah, I said it, and you guys need to focus on the people that are dying every day in the streets, not my tweets.
And we mentioned this earlier, Rob. The people that are going through Abdul's tweets, these little interns and first-year staffers over at the mayor's office, Abdul is smarter than these people. Abdul is smarter than anybody on that side of the political scale, including Boss Hogg said. So there's nothing they're going to do to try to outsmart and get one over on Abdul.
Now, obviously, he's got, he's facing a very uphill battle in the sense of we just saw with the last election, Ryan Mears win easily, and he was an awful candidate, and he ran against a pretty well-funded, decent candidate by Marion County Republican standards for prosecutor. Yeah. But if you were to say, at least it's some hope, right? If any of the other Republicans that are running, because there are multiple other Republicans, get it, you're looking at that going, that's not going to inspire or motivate anyone. I think Abdul will at least make it interesting.
Well, what would be the difference between an Abdul campaign versus like a Jim Merritt campaign a couple years ago?
Well,
for mayor.
I think Abdul's going to say and do the things that will draw media attention. Like, I think we all believe in this room, Abdul will, whether it's on a debate stage or in a press conference or whatever, challenge Joe Hogsett, where were you during the riots?
And can you prove it?
Yeah.
Because Joe Hogsett's easy answer would be, I was at home watching the violence unfold. And, oh, all right, fine. And the rest of the butt sniffers in the media in the city, that works for me. That sounds great. But I'm hoping Abdul follows up on that.
Well, and so he's gonna press the envelope, right? And he's gonna do things in an unorthodox way.
He has he won't win.
And he's gonna have some big ideas. I know he's working on some things with the economy. I know
Is he gonna have the backing from the Republican Party here? It didn't seem like Jim Merritt had any backing, especially from the governor back in that race a couple of years ago.
Well, I mean, Diego Morales may not campaign for him, but I think I think the rest of these people will recognize. The primary is going to be interesting because, let's face it, Abdul should win that primary. He should win pretty easily. If he doesn't, he's got major issues. But if he can fundraise, if he can start to gain some momentum, if he can get some positive publicity. Now, the thing that's going to be interesting to me is Abdul is different than us, right? Like when you say Jason Hammer or Nigel or Rob Kendall, people think WIBC, right? We're sort of on our own island. Abdul's kind of been one of the media for all these years. Now, yes, he works here, but he also does indie politics and he's written for publications. I mean, he's sort of been one of them. How are they going to treat him? Because let's face it, the majority of the media is super liberal and they probably don't want a Republican in there.
So I don't know if you guys know this or not. Abdul's black.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
I don't see race. Rob, can he win over a portion of the vote in Indianapolis, which is predominantly blue, and it's also got a very large black voter base? Can he win over portions of those voters that other Republican candidates that weren't black had a hard time with?
Well, let's face it, Greg Ballard did it to some success. Greg Ballard, I don't know if you guys know, this is not black, so it can be done, but you've got a campaign, right? Abdul's going to have to go campaign in the places that it's hard to do. Now, Abdul's a different face. He's a different character than we've seen Republicans send in there before. But, and I don't know, this will be a question for him, right? Will he be willing to campaign in the hard places necessary to peel off enough votes to make it interesting?
When you say campaign, you mean go door to door, right? Like, because they're running, there's a race for the mayor in Zionsville next year. John Stair was knocking on doors on my street yesterday. And that's, I mean, I pay attention to his campaign only because he's, you know, he's in Zionsville, but that's physically going up to
answer the door
people.
And ask him about Bob Siegel next time, Nige.
Yeah, well, he's been retired.
Tell me about your old co-worker, two L's, Bob Siegel.
He's been retired for a couple years, but that's, you physically have to go door to door? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, it's going door to door. It's going to, you know, church groups or civic clubs or, you know, whatever in these areas that normally Republicans are not willing to go in there and work. Look, the reality of this is, because I've seen a lot of people say, well, you know, Abdul's super liberal, what's the point, blah, blah, blah. The reality is, I could get elected in Hendricks County. I could not get elected in Indianapolis. It's going to take, it's just a real observation here. It's going to take a pretty liberal Republican in order to win. Mm. But that Republican can do the right things on the nuts and bolts stuff, which is what matters for everyone.
You know the breakdowns of these types of things better than anybody probably in the city. Can Abdul win like the surrounding areas that vote for mayor of Indianapolis? I'm talking about Beech Grove, Speedway, maybe Lawrence. Can he win those areas and just compete in Indianapolis and still win this thing?
Well, I think the number one thing Abdul should do, Hammer, is figure out a way to get himself in a On Patrol Live ride-along
yes.
in Beech Grove. I think that yes. would be phenomenal. No, he's going to have to win votes in the city of Indianapolis. He can win, but you're not going to run up the score enough in Speedway or Beech Grove or Lawrence to offset, you know, losing 80-20 in the core of Indianapolis. He's going to have to peel off some of those votes. It can be done, but you got to be very disciplined message-wise, right? Like, you can't get distracted. You've got to draw attention to yourself, and you got to, the number one thing you got to do, and I think this is what Abdul can do, because people don't know Abdul, they like him a lot, right? And I'm saying that to be funny, but Abdul is a really, really likable guy when you get to know him, and I think he can inspire some people. Now, whether that can beat the Democrat machine, I don't know. And the big question is going to be, will Scrooge McDuck down there at 200 West Washington Street, Eric Holcomb, will he actually instruct his donors to help Abdul, yeah. or will he leave him to die like he did Jim Merritt? Yeah,
that was my question earlier. Exactly.
Holcomb's going to make Todd Rokita stump for him. Last time right. I checked, they had a little beef.
Can you stick around for one more segment,
well,
Rob?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back. Rob Kendall here going off the rails, 93 WIBC.